this hardness to choose death rather than life, and they just refuse to repent. You get so hardened in that momentum, you're just not going to repent. You're not going to see the truth. You're not going to see the light. It's not going to be illuminated for you. It isn't going to be there. And you're just going to refuse and continue to walk and by your performance and by what you're doing. That's what's going on. What we saw right there, they refuse to repent, is what's going on in Revelation 2:21. All right, let's get back there now. Let's get back there. 2:21. And she still does not desire to repent of her immorality. Now, when one refuses the convicting ministry of the Holy Spirit, what they're doing is they desire to continue in their course of action. If she repents, summons the faith in the Holy Spirit, and now has the power to change the course, but she does not wish to do so, so she is going to continue to be a slave to the basic instinct, to her desires. And she does not desire to repent of her immorality. How are we to understand the word immorality? Here we could spend another lengthy amount of time. We spend a lot of time on why people choose death over life, why they refuse to repent. But now let's take a look. They repent of her immorality. This is not just physical acts, but this refers to the corrupt doctrines that she taught. She's a false teacher in Thyatira, and as we saw in verse 20, her teaching led to idolatry. Now, the word immorality is often used in the Bible. Now, this understanding the Bible here. The word immorality, see, a lot of Southern Baptists, they see the word immorality, and they just got one thing on their mind, body sins. Well, let's branch your understanding to biblical concept. Immorality is often used in the Bible for idolatry and all that is involved in idolatry. And what is involved in idolatry will often be some physical immorality. Well, you and I understand it, but the Hebrew and Greek word involves the whole act of idolatry. Please look with me at Jeremiah 3. You can just open your Bible there. We'll be back at Revelation in a little while. Look at Jeremiah 3. Yes, sir. It's a spiritual level, but in some sense, it's also it can be the physical, because my hardness can take me into death.